This morning, we'd like to see Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, under the title over his counsel on 2014 Christmas season for a special topical sermon or Bible study. To online religious multitudes, we'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." What does it mean? What does this verse mean? Question 2. In Isaiah chapter 28, verses 26 and 29, "For he instructs him in right judgment, his God teaches him," and 29, "This also comes from the Lord of hosts, who is wonderful in counsel and excellent in guidance." What do they mean? What do the two verses mean? Last question 3. What has his counsel done to this local church, Calvary Chapel Anaheim Hill, and to each one of us, each one of us? First of all, introduction. Without Jesus, everybody's life would be hopeless because our physical life is not forever. So we die on a certain day, most people less than 100 years old. Without Jesus, Christmas would be meaningless because Christmas is Jesus' birthday. Today, commercial, you know, Christmas holiday, marketing, but without Jesus, Christmas would be meaningless because Christmas, Jesus' birthday, the birthday main character is Jesus himself. We know that God created everybody equally in his image in the book of Genesis. In 2014, over 7 billion people live on the earth. Just more than 7 billion people live on the earth. About 2 billion are Christians. Christians means including carnal Christian, baby Christian, mature Christian, regardless of Catholic Christian or Presbyterian, Baptist, Methodist. So no matter what, we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as a Savior, is about 2 billion people, while the leftover, about 5 billion people, are still non-Christians. That's today's circumstances. About 4 billion people earn less than $2 per day, about 4 billion, or less than $60 per month. They, majority people of the world, are literally, so 4 billion compared to 3 billion, majority people are literally struggling for daily bread. If you earn more than $2 per day, you are above the world average. You are above the world average. How about the lost sheep? Eternally lost sheep. Now about 5 billion people, more than double of a saved sheep. 2 billion share. Now we are seeing what's his counsel to this local church, Calvary Chapel, Anaheim Hills, and to each of us, including audiences joining in this word on 2014 Christmas season. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, "For unto us a child is born." So Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14, "Therefore the Lord himself will give you a son. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel." Emmanuel is translated God with us. So Isaiah delivered the God's word before Jesus' birth. So a son will come through a virgin. Also, John chapter 1, verses 1 to 5, and 14. 1 to 5, you know, eternal word. So verse 1, in the beginning was the word. The word was with God, and the word was God. So when God existed, the word was there, and the word was God. He was in the beginning with God. So the word was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, through word or through God. So because God created the universe with his word, not action, not anything else. And without him, without the word, nothing was made that was made. Or without God, nothing was made that was made. So all creatures was made by God or by word. In him, in the word, or in word, or in God was life. The life was the light of man. So in word, in God was life. So the life was the light. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it, did not understand it. So the word become, verse 14, the word become the flesh, that is incarnation, that's called as Jesus, that became flesh. Dwelt among us, we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten, of the Father, full of grace and truth. So we have, you know, God's glory. We mean the believer, the Christians, as God's glory, because every Christian has a dwelling, a Holy Spirit, or the Spirit of Christ. John chapter 8, verse 12, then Jesus spoke to them again, saying, Jesus also confirmed the light. The light was the light of man. I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. So the Lord himself have the light. The Lord himself is the lightest of the world. So then unto us a son is given. So the child is a son. So Luke chapter 2 verse 7, and she brought the forth her firstborn son, she means Mary in the context, and wrapped the son, or Jesus, in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. So manger, so at that time is a Bethlehem, the shepherd, you know, fugitives in the manger. Luke chapter 1 verse 32, he will be great. You know, Jesus will be great and will be called the Son of the Highest, the Son of God. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. So through Jesus Christ, you know, Jesus will establish, you know, kingdom, millennial kingdom, then his eternal kingdom. We see that. So unto a son is given. Also John chapter 3 verse 16, and the son, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, not only begotten daughter here, unto us a son is given, begotten son, that whoever believes in Jesus should not perish, but have everlasting life. Therefore, with Jesus, we have a hope and everlasting life, because without Jesus, our life, you know, would be hopeless, because our physical life is not forever, you know, will end until certain age. John 6, verse 38-39 said, for I have come down from heaven. Jesus said, come down from heaven, not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. So the will of God and Jesus come down on the earth. This is the will of the Father who sent me, that of all he has given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up at the last. Raise it up, meaning should, you know, save it, and all of them at our last day. So whoever lives in the Lord Jesus Christ will not die. We will not perish, but have everlasting life. So John chapter 14, verse Then is the government, the government, the government meaning the government will be upon his shoulder. All nations on the earth will be upon Jesus' shoulder, which means Jesus controls all nations. So Everlasting Father is, his name is Everlasting Father. Everlasting Father is John chapter 14, verse 10. Do you not believe that I am in the Lord, the Father in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own authority. The Father who dwells in me does the works. So the Father dwells in me, Jesus in God the Father. So there is unity between God the Father and Jesus as the Son of God. So with the Holy Spirit, we call it the Trinity. That's why here, his name, his name will be called Wonderful, you know, Counselor. Counselor meaning God gave in the counsel. Mighty God is Almighty. Whatever He wants, He can do. Yeah, Everlasting Father, the reason. Everlasting Father means, you know, so His name will be called Everlasting Father. Means because the Father who dwells in Jesus, that's why Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. So Jesus said, John chapter 16, verse 33, these things I have spoken to you, then in me you have a peace. So in Jesus Christ you may have peace, not in the world. In the world you will have a tribulation. So in Jesus you will have a peace. In the world you will have a tribulation. So through the world life is we have a lot of pains and suffering and difficulty, you know, many things, but be of a good cheer, because I have overcome the world. You know, Jesus have overcome the world. The world is motivated by Satan. Satan controls the world through his crucifixion and resurrection. Jesus won the power of the death. Isaiah chapter 25, verse 1, O Lord, you are my God. This is Isaiah called the God. You are my God. I will exalt you. Exalt you meaning honor you, praise you, worship you. I will praise your name. So I will praise your name. Then, for you have done wonderful thing. So God have done wonderful thing. Your counsels of old. So all the your counsels of old, his words, you know, such as the prophecy, promises, laws, you know, some say the word described as many angles, such as law, testimony, way, precept, judgment, word, commandment, statute, you know, kind of thing that is faithfulness and truth. He has kept his words faithfully. So the Lord, you know, keeps, you know, his words, you know, faithfully, and they are true. The word of God are true, not falsity. Then is Isaiah chapter 28, verse 26 to 29. Continue, we are seeing, you know, his counsel. For he instructed, you know, God, what the Lord instructed him, a child of God, in right judgment. Right judgment, the New King James says right judgment, but the King James version to discretion. So God, you know, instructing, you know, each Christian, each child of God in the right way, or in, you know, his discretion. His God teaches him. His God teaches him. So God directs individually, giving a specific talent to each one of us, not as a group. So each has, you know, special, you know, talent or giving direction. So like, you know, certain is as a mother at home, at church, you know, deaconess, the weekday, you know, she's working, you know, as an accountant or some like that. So many way, different way, variety. For the black cumin is, or fishes, you know, small-sized incense seeds. Small-sized incense seed is not threshed with threshing sledge or a threshing machine, unlike the barley or wheat. So that is Nora is a cartwheel, you know, wagon rolled over the coming. So not in a rolled over is the coming. The coming is a little bigger size than incense seeds. But the black coming, small seeds is beaten out with a stick, small size wood stick. But and the coming, a little larger incense seed with a rod, you know, a little bigger stick, rod. Also, verse 28, the bread flower. Bread flower is the means wheat. King James Version said bread corn. So bread corn, you know, bread wheat must be ground. That is, must be ground by with the cartwheel or with his horseman. So not, you know, with a rod or a stick. Therefore, he does not thresh it forever. Break it with his cartwheel or crush it with his horseman. That kind of thing. One example, barley. Somebody paved the barley on the road. There is a wagon car or a car that rolled over barley. So barley's ear, you know, comes out, you know, while the car rolled over on the barley paved on the road. You know, that kind of stuff, cartwheel horseman. This means different ways suitable to different persons. So God, you know, provided different ways suitable to different persons. Then verse 29, this also comes from the Lord of hosts. This is coming from the Lord of hosts. So not for self-interest. This is the God's desire, God's will, God's desire, or God's purpose, or God's will. Galatians chapter 6 verse 8 said, for he who sows to his flesh will over flesh reap corruption. So which meaning, if you sow to his flesh is you know, to be corrupted, you know, flesh is withered, you know, or fade away, you know, depending upon time, you know, your lifetime, that is, you will get corruption. Which meaning, you know, you try to buy, you know, more expensive car, you know, more luxurious house, furniture, whatever things. That is a flesh thing, self-interest thing. So that is will be corrupted, you know, the matter of time. But he who sows to the spirit will over spirit reap everlasting life. So if you sow to the spirit, such as studying the word of God, like today, also prayer, also fellowship in the Lord Jesus Christ with the other members. You know, that kind of thing is you sow the spiritual thing, so will have an everlasting life. So God didn't call you at the end of the road of your life, called you good and faithful servant, Matthew chapter 25, verse 21. So whatever talents are given, some 2, some 5, some 10, whatever given, so you guys faithfully do, so, you know, God's desire, God wants. And there are times God calls you good and faithful servant, plus some rewards, you know, fruit, you know, over the Holy Spirit. Think of the end of our Lord. So wonderful in counsel. So this is a wonderful in counsel. Who is wonderful? The Lord's counsel. Lord counsel is wonderful. Also, Lord is excellent in guidance or excellent in working. So let's think over the end of our Lord. The end of our Lord. Have I done God's will? Have I brought forth the fruit? Is God pleased and satisfied with me, like Jeremiah or Paul? So whatever you do, you know, God's desire, God wants, you know, particularly you, Paul. At that time, God called me good and faithful servant. I never sold eternal value things, or spiritual things. I spent my whole time in myself, my self-interest, like a withering grass or a fading flower. That's a wasted life, which God doesn't recognize. That's tragic, indeed. So think about that. So look unto Jesus, look unto eternal, you know, perspective. So that is the thing. So 2 Timothy chapter 4, now to question 3, his counsel to this local church, how about that? And to each one of us. How about this counsels to local church? So God, you know, gave, you know, several gospel convicting to each local church. So God, you know, gave us, you know, the Paul's, disciple Paul's last word to Timothy before he's a martyr. So the 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16 up to 2 Timothy, the last epistle of disciple Paul before his death. 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16 up to chapter 4 verse 5 here. All scripture is given by inspiration of God. All scripture meaning entire 66 books. And he's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete. So our, you know, Christian life, you know, being sanctified to the perfect model of Jesus Christ's image throughout, equipped for every good work. So our faith must be followed by, you know, good works. So word alone would be death. Daniel chapter 4 verse 1, disciple Paul said, I charge you, like last, you know, will kindly, I charge you, disciple Paul charged Timothy. This is basically to Calvary Chapel, and I'm here, and senior pastor and board member like that, charge you, or staff members charge you, therefore, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who will judge the living and the dead, at his appearing and his kingdom. So, you know, God will judge his already dead, you know, people, also living, physical living people, God will judge his appearing and his kingdom. That is, we can see, you know, Jesus coming again in heaven. So the dead, you know, believers, you know, will be caught up with the Lord, you know, made by heaven. Then is the living people, you know, the twinkly, transformed the, the new body made by heaven and soul and spirit, you know, like that. Verse 2 here, verse 2 is really convicted to Calvary Chapel and I'm here. Calvary Chapel and I'm here initiated Jeremiah chapter 23 in the last day. So delivers the God's word, you know, faithfully. Yeah, preach the word. So preach the word. Preach is to unbelievers. Preacher, the word is chapter 3, verse 6. All scriptures given by the inspiration of God. The scripture. Preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Sometimes in right time or no season. In season, out of season. So continue to keep on preaching. Convince the book. Depend upon circumstance, convince, rebuke, exhort. Exhort is, you know, correct, you know, an encouragement with all long suffering. So long suffering. So patience required, long suffering, and teaching. So preaching, teaching, and praying. You know, for healing, praying for petition, praying. So preaching, teaching, praying. Verse 3, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. So this one is today happening. They will not endure sound doctrine. Sound doctrine meaning based upon, you know, the gospel and, you know, scriptures itself, but according to their own desire, because they have itching ears. So what, you know, they want, you know, audience wants, you know, itching desire, they will heap up for themselves teachers, so they will follow the teachers who they want rather than who God wants. They will turn their ears away from the truth, Dennis truth, and be turned aside to fables. Fables is an idle story, a kind of thing. But you be watchful in all things, endure afflictions. And because of this, we keep the sound doctrine. So we would face a lot of the trials, temptation, that kind of thing. Last Saturday, special Christmas season prayer cast for underground and home churches in Iran. So those people are really joyful because of Jesus' birth. But on the other hand, they fear, you know, physically, because the government authority raised into his their, you know, home churches, then arrest them, kind of thing, persecuting them, endure afflictions due to work of evangelist, fulfill your ministry. So do work as an evangelist, fulfill your ministry. So that kind of is God's callings to a Calvary Chapel, Anaheim Hill. So how about internal members? Internal members are in Anaheim Hills, or it's West Anaheim, Moreno Valley, and Downey. So those who are internal members are nourished from his counsel. So which is God's word through Wayne, you know, his instrument, the Lord's instrument. How about external members? External members throughout online, internet, and books nourish the same, you know, counsel, the same counsel. So we don't see them, but it does not mean they are not there. So those are people, weekly 200 people average is coming, continually joining. So they are borrowing book, you know, through Amazon.com, or they buy, you know, through Amazon.com, they come. We don't see them, you know, but it does not mean they are not there. So we might be called at the end of life, you know, each life is, at the end of life, each of them, you know, God called each of us, you know, God and faithful servants. How about future generations? Future generations also will be nourished through the same word in the books. In the books, you know, filed in U.S. Congress library. So library's code number is there. And so assignment number is there. So Congress library, the same word, they will be nourished in the same spirit. Now, all other local churches share. All other local churches on the earth, that is, all are the one united body of Christ. Yeah, all are the one united the body of Christ. So there is Ephesians chapter 1, verse 22 and 23 said, we are so all one. Here, not there, looking. Okay, Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 22 and 23, I am reading right here. And he put all things under his feet and gave him to be head of all things. Jesus, head of all things, to where? To the church, which is his body. So we have believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, Savior on the earth. All of them is, all are one united body of Christ. Body of Christ, his body, his body. The fullness of him who fills all in all. So it's all together is the one united body of Christ. So therefore, so on 2014 Christmas season, we as Christians are looking unto Jesus by loving the least one, the 4 billion literally struggling for daily food at less than $2 per day, and for the 5 billion lost the share, more than double of saved 2 billion share. Jesus said in Matthew 25, verse 40, and the king will answer and say to them, assuredly, I say to you, in as much as you did it to one of the least of these my brethren, you did it to me, the least. Finally, how about his counsel over each of us on 2014 Christmas season? That's a question to internal members or external members who have listened to this sermon, this Bible study. So let's see each question. In Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. So basically, what does it mean? So a child, a son is a Messiah, the Jesus Christ, which talked about. And the government will be upon his soul. So the government and all nations on the earth, you know, upon his, ultimately upon Jesus' soul, you know, Jesus' control, you know, all the nation. His name will be called, so Jesus' name. Jesus' name means that the Lord is salvation, or God is salvation, will be called wonderful. So only through Lord, you know, we can receive, you know, salvation, counselor. So in, you know, daily life, is God gave counsel to local churches through, you know, board members, you know, also each individual, mighty God, almighty God. So whatever God wants, he can do it. Everlasting Father. Everlasting Father, which means the Father who dwells in Jesus. So one unity between God the Father and Son of God. So Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. So in Jesus, we have a peace. In the world, you know, actually, we have a tribulation and trouble. So Prince of Peace. Then question two, in Isaiah chapter 28, verse 26 and 29, 26, for he instructed him in right judgment, he is God teaches him. So God instructs, you know, each child of God in right way or right discretion. So he, the God, also, you know, teaches each one, Christians, individually, specifically. Verse 29, this also comes from the Lord of hosts. This is coming from Lord of hosts. So we are looking for the Lord's way. This comes, who is wonderful. This is wonderful. This is not in wasteful. In counsel wonderful. It's excellent in guidance. His guidance, obviously, excellent. Superior to any worldly thing or self-interest in, you know, pursuit. Question three, what has his counsel done to his local church here, Calvary Chapel, and, I mean, and to each one of us? So his counsel done to this local church right now is to do, the last year God did not allow a certain facility, although we tried to get a certain facility, not in a particular facility, but God opened a different way. So internal members now open several areas, Anaheim Hills, West Anaheim, Moreno Valley, and Downey. So that area, so we are nourished from the Word of God. You know, then is we become the preaching and teaching to other people, continuing church members like that. So then it's also external members, the weekly basis, internet, and, you know, online reading, to spread out by, you know, preaching and teaching and praying for healing, intercession, prayer for petition too. So each one of us, it is an open question on 2014 Christmas season. So let's just sing song all together. Amazing Grace, we will conclude today's Bible study.